I don't like people who assault cops, and I stand up and defend cops. And the reason I use that word is that's the word I've always used for people that violently attack cops. But in this context, I get why people were angry, because we've had a year of the corrupt corporate media and Democrats claiming anyone who objected to the election fraud. And by the way, remember what was happening during
protests. Can I just ask, hold on, you work in the Senate? I guess I just don't believe you.
And that's true. I've known Ted Cruz since the 2015, 2016. In fact, I even emceed one of his rallies at the Henderson Convention Center. And got a chance to meet him, sit down, chew the fat, share a can of Diet Dr. Pepper, and it was enlightening. But the fact is that what he said Wednesday was inartful. Did he do it intentionally? I don't know. But that was the explanation. And I just want you to know, if you think that Fox hosts never take on their own, so to speak, the fact is that in this particular case, one did. And it was Tucker Carlson. And he did it in a very civil manner, unlike what you see on MSNBC or CNN. Stay with us. Coming up, the great debate last night in Reno. Yeah, it happened. Gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side squared off. What exactly happened? What transpired? Someone who was there, someone who was a part of it. Yeah, Dr. Fred Simon will join us. Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. He is a trauma surgeon and a good guy to boot. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kept Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Three white men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery have been sentenced to life in prison, with a judge denying any chance of parole for the father and son who armed themselves and initiated the deadly pursuit of the 25-year-old black man. Greg and Travis McMichael grabbed guns and chased Arbery in a pickup truck after spotting him running in their neighborhood outside the Georgia port city of Brunswick. Neighbor William Bryan joined that pursuit and recorded cell phone video of Travis McMichael blasting Arbery with a shotgun. Bryan was granted a chance for parole but must first serve at least 30 years in prison. U.S. businesses still struggling to fill jobs, many Americans remaining reluctant to return to the workforce. The December jobs report has been released, and CFRA Research Chief Investment Strategist Sam Stovall says the addition of 199,000 jobs does not jive with the sharp unemployment rate drop.
We see only 199 non-farm payrolls being added, yet you see the unemployment rate dropping from 4.2% down to 3.9%, and you see a surge in the household employment. So one side of the ledger is not really agreeing with the other.
And another positive, wages did rise sharply. Also at townhall.com, the Institute for Supply Management's monthly survey
shows that service industries grew for a 19th straight month in December, though there are indications of strain.
ISM's inventories index contracted for the seventh straight month, still affected by supply log jams, along with strong demand. Meanwhile, prices paid for materials and services rose to a reading of 82.5, the third highest ever.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas. A lower close on Wall Street today, the Dow off 4 points, the Nasdaq down 144. More at townhall.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670. It's 104. This is your KMCQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Over the past 2 days, Southwest Airlines has canceled over 1,200 flights, more than any other carrier in the entire country, and over 500 flights arriving or departing Harry Reid International Airport today alone. Southwest spokespersons say they are making flight adjustments across their network, and it has been caused by recent winter storms and ongoing staffing shortages. The Southern Nevada housing market ended the year with record-setting home sales and another high in prices. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for previously owned single-family homes was $425,000 in December. That's better than the record set in November by $5,000 and more than 23% higher than December of just a year ago. Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate continues to climb. The county's 14-day rolling rate is now 23.3%. That easily beats the 15.9% high water mark set in August. Nevada's test positivity rate also jumped, increasing by 2.6% to 21%.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now watch for some right shoulder activity there on the Beltway, Interstate 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Otherwise, moderate flows on the 15. Those lane restrictions might cause some delays downtown, though, on the 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes
He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's, I mean, think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Friday, January 7th. This is the day after January 6th and the anniversary in our nation's capital. We are the radio program that no other radio program in Nevada can match. No conservative talk show in Nevada covers local issues like Live and Local. They just don't. We do. Good example. Dr. Fred Simon joins us. He's a Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. He's a medical doctor. He's a trauma surgeon. He's a small businessman, and he joins us. Dr. Fred Simon, Happy New Year. How you doing, sir? Dr. Fred Simon. And I think I pushed the wrong button. Oh, did I? I pray I did not. I did not wipe out our next guest.
Yeah, he was there.
He was there, and now he's not there. Okay. Well, we'll just carry on. We'll try and reconnect. He is calling us, so hopefully he'll give us a buzz back. By the way, another great example of an issue that is front and center for locals. It's not the same thing you'll hear on the national shows, but our schools. And the fact is that we have a vaccine mandate in our public schools, and we're still trying to sort it out. Nobody seems to know what's going to happen relative to a vaccine mandate for students, for teachers, for support staff. Simply put, we don't know what's going to happen. But Katie Williams is a decision maker. She's Clark County School Board Trustee District B. We'll get a chance to visit with her coming up in just a bit. I want you to hear Steve Scalise, because he was on with Martha McCallum last night, and the reaction to the January 6th tragedy that happened, the riot that happened. It was not a terrorist act, but it was serious. It was serious. Simply put, Steve Scalise is of a mind, and we'll get to Steve Scalise coming up in just a couple of minutes, because we're gonna have Dr. Fred Simon. In fact, he's on right now. Dr. Simon, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Kevin. I'm down here in Las Vegas now. I drove down this morning from Reno. We had our Republican debate last night with eight of us, minus Mr. Lombardo.
Oh. First of all, tell me what this was. Was this a true debate where eight of you are standing on the stage and you're answering questions from a moderator, blah, 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 blah? Is that what this was, or was it something different?
Nope. There were eight of us on the stage. There were 500 people there. We were asked approximately 14 questions. You had a opening of 1 minute. You had 1 minute to respond to the question with a opportunity for 30 seconds to come back with something somebody else said, and a 90-second close. It went for an hour and a half, and Mr. Lombardo was not there.
Interesting. What were some of the topics that were covered over the course of that 90 minutes?
Education, health care, the homeless. We talked about developmental economic support for the state. We got into water a little bit. I brought that up because if you're going to talk about economic development and issues as far as growing the state, you always have to put in consideration of our water issues, which is significant because we're a desert state. There got into be discussions about a little bit about the politics. Michelle Fiore was there, Joey Gilbert, John Lee from North Las Vegas, myself, and a few others.
Anybody with a major political faux pas in the debate?
Not really. Barack, I guess it's Zilberberg. Yeah, he got a little off kilter. multiple times. How well did I know that? Because I was sitting right next to him. He got a little belligerent about the rhinos sitting up on the panel multiple times. But we got him settled down.
That is interesting. And by the way, did he target you at all?
No, he did not target me. I've seen him on the campaign trail about three or four times. I've always been cordial with him. And I just tried to tell him, you know, you got to stay within the lines here, as we were sitting there when other people were having discussions and answering questions. And he just got very, very passionate, let's say that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious if you got any kind of a feel for the field, so to speak, after listening to them for 90 minutes and you being able to participate as well. Anything you were able to glean from 90 minutes with these eight other individuals?
Oh, 100%. So, starting with him, he was way off kilter and didn't really answer the question. You know, you got to have respect not only for the moderators, but the people who show up. Answer the question first. If you want to go off into tangents, great. Dean Heller had to express multiple times that he was the only conservative sitting there on the panel. We thought that was quite humorous, and he was laughed at a couple times for that. Dean's a very nice man. I have nothing bad to say about Dean as a human being, but he was trying to sell himself as something he's not, and he let us know that he had talked to Donald Trump twice in the last week. I don't know what that had to do with anything. He didn't really make any points as far as the debate. Kevin, answer the questions. Be respectful for, you know, the debate. People want to know answers to questions. Joey Gilbert was Joey Gilbert. Very flamboyant. Goes off on tangents, telling us all about his lawsuits, how many he's filed, and how he's gotten the constitutional counties open. Don't forget, Joey Gilbert got a retainer of $50,000 for land or a county, which he had to return. I wouldn't say that's being a person of graciousness and opportunity that he's trying to do it for free. And he tried to get money from other counties as well. But Joey kept on trying to tell us about how much he's done from a legal standpoint. Those lawsuits are going to take a couple years. Michelle Fiore turned to him and looked and basically said, well, how many have you won? So I thought that was interesting.
Ooh, touche.
Touche, yeah. They had a little bit going back and forth. So that was fun. Michelle had to tell us all about her success down in Clark County and that she was the only one that has ever done anything. So from that standpoint, Michelle has the pedigree of doing everything for Nevada. Joey is the lawsuit king. Dean is the constitutional conservative, though he voted for Obamacare in 2017. You know, he had the opportunity to be the leader and take the other six Republicans and overturn Obamacare. That's why we have this crisis of health care in this state. John Lee, just a very nice guy. I've been around John four or five times. He just presented his history of what he's done in North Las Vegas. And then there was Tom Heck, who's the colonel from the United States Air Force. He didn't really have much to say. So that was pretty much the field.
I'm curious what Dr. Fred Simon thinks of how Dr. Fred Simon performed last night.
Well, Kevin, I'll be objective. I answered every question. I had details to every question. I think I was articulate enough that people could understand the points. I might have been a little too passionate at times. My voice gets a little loud. Overall, though, I think from a content standpoint, I won the debate from that standpoint. I think that Joey and I have a lot to say about COVID and the medical issues with COVID. I think his approach to it is different than mine. And I just don't think we're going to get anything done in this state from that standpoint by filing lawsuits all over the place. It just doesn't work. I'm a medical legal expert, too. I filed 900 affidavits for lawsuits. And I've never gone to trial until about 2.5 years into the process. So I just don't buy into that. Kevin, I was... one or two in the debate yesterday.
I think that's great. I am curious because all of this doesn't mean a hill of beans if we don't beat Steve Sisolak. Did anybody seriously address the issue of why Steve Sisolak needs to be replaced as governor of the great state of Nevada?
Oh, I think that's universal. I mean, we talked about that. You know, I talked to Dean Heller. I talked to John Lee. I talked to Guy Nora. I forgot to mention him. We all talked ahead of time that, you know, the whole goal here is to beat Steve Sisolak. You know, I think Steve Sisolak is very, very vulnerable, especially to me. You know, I'm a medical doctor. I've worked in a COVID ICU. I'm a COVID expert. And by the way, on March 26th, I'm bringing Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Richard Urso from Houston, he's a therapeutics expert. Dr. Li Mingyan, the young lady from Hong Kong who came over here and has told us about the bioterrorism, and maybe Ryan Coles. We're going to meet at the Ahern. We're going to put on a big symposium. I'm going to present. They're going to present. I'm going to moderate. This is the way we're going to go after Sisolak. We are going to show the state of Nevada that, one, I can bring in experts. Number two, I'm bringing in experts going to show where we can bring over-the-counter therapeutics, because this is a disease of undertreatment now. The Omicron virus is a gift to us if we treat it right. It's less virulent than the Delta, and if we allow the kids to do what they're supposed to. If you immunize all these children, we can never, never reach herd immunity. And so we'll present all of this, and people will be able to come. And Sisolak's very vulnerable to that aspect. Sisolak is very vulnerable to the education issue. We're 50th out of 50 in the United States. What has he done? So from that standpoint, we all know that as a group, and I think there's enough collegiality that whoever the cream comes to the top, we'll all support each other.
I want to ask you, because Clark County makes up 70% of the electorate across the state, and I'm curious about your activities over the next few months here in Clark County. You're here, obviously, now. What do you have planned down the road?
Well, my rolling home is now here, my 40-foot bus. I will be down here in Clark County 75% of the time until June. I've got an event at the Ahern tonight. I am in Pahrump tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I have events all the way through the week. I am going to be extremely active. The Republican Women's Group, I'll be in Mesquite again. I think it's next week. So you'll see and hear from me a lot. And I hope to get an opportunity to get in front of Mr. Lombardo. Maybe he'll show up to the February 8th debate here in Las Vegas. I don't know.
Did he send a messenger? Did he send any message as to why he could not be there last night? I mean, we've known about this debate for a month.
Well, there was no reason, Kevin. He said he was coming, then he said he wasn't coming. And this is a strategic decision. And if he thinks it was smart, well, none of us know why we think it was intelligent not to be there before the people. My opinion is that's a very selfish human being who states that he wants to be a governor of the entire state, and his agenda and his strategy is more important than coming and answering questions from the people in the North. And those questions were produced by the citizens. Anybody could submit questions, and what they did is they had all the questions submitted, and they took the topics that had the most requested questions to be asked. So if you're not going to show up, and if you don't have a good reason, it's all strategic politics. It's selfish, and it's also rude. And I got to tell you, he's going to get a lot of backlash from that.
I imagine he will. I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, after sitting through 90 minutes of that, answering questions, confronting other candidates, I'm curious, from your perspective, are you encouraged? I mean, you've made a tremendous investment financially, time-wise, family-wise. Are you convinced that you have made the right decision being in this race? Has this reinforced what you thought?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you why. I'm the guy with the most multidisciplinary life experiences. I've owned multiple businesses. I owned a semi-professional soccer team up in Reno. I had an ESPN radio show for 3 years. I'm a medical legal expert in 38 states and still active. Trauma surgeon, ran a major trauma center. I'm uniquely qualified to do this. And, you know, I'm sitting at an age where I have a lot of energy for a older individual, and my focus, I think, is for the right reason. It's for our children and grandchildren. And if we don't stop what's going on right now, our state is going to continue to be led down the Marxist positions that we see in healthcare and education. And again, I think I've told you, we don't have doctors in Urington, Tonopah, Fernley, Hawthorne. We're shortages in Elko. And why is that? Because there is this evil partnership between the federal government and hospitals, where the hospitals get a lot of money, but they're forced regulated. And I will tell you, I can give you some literature that if you're 65 years and older, such as me, you're not going to get equal care to a 40-year-old in the ICU anymore. So they're rationing care. We've got huge problems out there, and if you don't have good health, you don't have much of a life. So I feel compelled to do this, and I am not stopping, and I'm going to win this thing.
Dr. Simon, I want to ask you in our final minute, what is it your campaign needs? We are now past the first of the year, the sprint to the finish line, so to speak. March is the filing date and all. What is it your campaign needs from my listeners?
Well, as always, Kevin, this is a process of spending money. Joe Lombardo walks in day one with $7 million, and you know it's dark money, special interest. So we need money. I had a pack last night of a small group that committed to me because of how well I did in the debate. We got some donations last night, which was quite incredible. But that's what we need. We've got to go out and have the public know who I am. I still have a name recognition issue. We need to put billboards up. We need to do radio, and we're going to end up having to do TV. So it's simonforgovnv.com, S-I-M-O-N. And, you know, that's how this thing works. I'm everywhere. I travel in this bus. I've been to 16 different communities, and I'll be right back through those again. People will see me, but The bottom line to politics, as we all know, is money.
Isn't that the truth? Dr. Simon, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your stay here in Southern Nevada, and I know we'll talk with you again soon.